Lainey, tell me a bit about Bodymetrics and the body scan process. What's it all about? What's the background?
So the background on Bodymetrics, it was launched about 10 years ago in Selfridges, London. They started off by doing made-to-measure jeans, and then from having collected a lot of scans, they made it so you could effectively get made-to-measure off the shelf. So from looking at those scans that they had, they then analysed that there was predominantly three body shapes, and they've classified those as emerald, sapphire and ruby. And so the emerald is pretty straight down from the waist to the hips. The ruby has a slight curve, sorry, the sapphire has a slight curve, and the ruby has more of a curve between the waist and the hips. So for example, if you're a ruby body shape, you'll often find with normal denim brands that that you're quite gapy at the waist. So it fits well on the bum and it's gapy on the waist. Equally with an emerald shape, so you're quite straight down, you'll sometimes find that the bum hangs off and it's fitting well on the waist. So this is to compensate for that problem. So you're basically buying your size of jeans with the shape. So when you come to Bodymetrics, you'll come in, you'll do a scan. It takes about 7 seconds. You get undressed, you stand there, a bit like being in a tanning booth or something. Zoom, zoom, up and down. and then you can choose your jeans.
Do you find that you have a more common body shape that comes to Bodymetrics? Is there a more common body shape like the pear shape or the sapphire shape?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you'd probably need to speak to Paris, who works on the shop floor, about that. But from what I understand, those are the three predominant body shapes. And it's very difficult to tell on somebody. Like, you probably wouldn't know, even on your friends, what they are. It's not a fat or thin thing. It's just literally about those proportions of the shape. And if you put on weight, you will probably keep that shape, you know?
Yeah.
So that's your shape.
Have you ever had anyone come in, be scanned, and not liked the fact that there may be one shape rather than another?
That's something that we have to deal with. That's women's psyche, and I think sometimes women, or very often women, will go into a changing room or go into a scanner, and they have a negative thing about their body before they've even got undressed. That's a female thing. And I think, you know, what we need to explain to them, there is no negative. So they sometimes think, because they're already coming in with a negative, oh, I'm an emerald, that means that's the bad one. And then they realise that their friend, who they think has the perfect body, is also an emerald. They're suddenly like, oh, great, okay, maybe it's not so bad to be an emerald. And as I said, it's not about, there's no good or bad. That is just the way you are, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, we're very much going away from that thing about it mattering about size and so on. If you get the shape right, your clothes will look fantastic. Mm. And that's kind of evidence in the repeat customers that come. I mean, people come from all over the world, and it's their first stop when they get to London. I have to pick up more of the right, you know, I can't find jeans that fit anymore. Particularly for the emerald and the ruby shapes. And you'll also find with traditional denim brands as well, very often they'll use a fit model. And the shape will be the shape of the fit model, which is sometimes a sapphire, because they'll try and get the sort of the in-the-middle shape.
Right.
So then their jeans will carry that shape right the way through, because obviously they only have one shape per size. We're doing three different shapes per size.
Mm. Now, when I heard that I'd have to come in, go into a pod, strip down to my underwear and be scanned, I was a little bit nervous, because I didn't really want anyone to see me in my underwear. Now, what happens to the pictures? What happens to the scan after it's done?
It's not a picture.
Okay.
So first of all, it's going to the machine. The only person who's going to see it, unless you want to see it or if you have it on the printout, is the girl dealing with it. It's grey, so you can't see who it is. It's like just a grey scan of the body shape. It's a very kind of technical image, as it were, so nobody else is seeing it. We have a lot of celebrities coming in. We have quite a few Middle Eastern women. So we have people with concerns about their body image getting out there. There's never been a problem. You know, we're not showing that imagery to anybody else. It's just, it's for purely for the purpose of you getting the right fit jeans.
Okay. Now, for someone who's blind or partially sighted, if someone's completely blind and they have to go into this booth, there's a button that needs to be pressed. Now, if I'm standing there in my underwear and I'm completely blind, how would I then find that button? I mean,
they'd get the shop staff to help. I mean, that's the nice thing here is a concession. So you're not just getting someone turning up working for Selfridges and leaving who doesn't necessarily know about the process. These are all people who are trained to use the scanner. They're very aware of people's different circumstances, you know. if they need help, they'll be very aware that they need help. There's two or three staff here all the time, so one can be out there dealing with the computer side and one can help them in here.
Perfect.
At the moment, yes, denim, obviously, you know, it has the capability. It takes hundreds of measurements on the body, you know, everything. So there's capability for everything. I mean, the two most obvious ones going forward is lingerie and swimwear. But it will be used across the board, and it's becoming more and more, people are becoming more and more aware of the sort of usefulness of this kind of thing, taking measurements all over the body, online shopping going forward. You know, once you've done your scan, you know, it can be applied to all sorts of things. It can help websites. Obviously, the big problem for fashion websites is returns. You know, so if you've actually got the right thing, it's already editing according to your body shape and your measurements before you even start. So that's something that's in the pipeline very soon.
Okay. If I'm on a lower budget, what kind of price range are we looking at for jeans?
They're around 200. They're all just around the 200 mark. And then if you wanted to have the crystallized, the Swarovski crystals on them, then that can go up depending on how many crystals you want. So that's obviously a special limited edition service we're doing at the moment. But generally they're around 200, which is, it's normal premium denim budget. But I think a lot of people save up for them too because they fit right. You know, you get the jeans fitting right, then the rest, you know, you can buy in Primark, it's, you know,
right.
And you can look great. If the jeans don't fit well, you look badly dressed.